This kind of encompasses a lot of areas in our Christian life. For example, you know, if you just got married, stick to it to the very end.
Amen.
No quitting in marriage.
Amen.
We don't say the D word here.
Amen.
No divorce. Okay? And if you're divorced before and you're married now, stick to that.
Amen.
Okay? And look, marriage is going to get hard. It's not a bed of roses. It may be for the first year or two, but after that, it gets a little difficult. The honeymoon is over. And you start realizing that her feet stink too. And vice versa. Okay? Like, no, not my wife. Okay.
Yeah,
you'll
right.
see. Because it's life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But you ought not to be a weakling and say, well, you know, at the hint of her not submitting to me, or when he's not nice to me and he's a jerk, you know, the D word. You know, divorce. No. That ought to never be in the minds of any Christian to ever want to get a divorce.
Amen.
You know, you stick it out to the end.
Amen.
Build with the end in mind. And by the way, when we got married, that's what we did, didn't we?
Yep.
Till death do us part. And no, that's not murder. Okay? But we need to make sure that our marriages, hey, we stick firm until the end through sickness and in health, poverty and in wealth, all those things, and say, man. And look, talk to your spouse. Those of you who are going to get married, talk to your future wife, future husband, and say, hey, I want to make sure that we stick with this to the very end,
Amen.
To the bitter end. You know, it's not always bitter, okay? But, you know, to the bitter end, and say, I know there's trials coming along the way, but I want to make sure that we stick with it to the very end.
Amen.
You know, and look, your husband's going to fail you. Your wife's going to fail you. No, not my. Okay, see, you're not building with the end in mind.
Yeah.
You're living in candy land.
Right.
Not my hubby. Not my babe. Yes, your babe. Yes, your hubby. They're going to mess up. Why? Because they're sinners.
Amen.
And sinners do stupid stuff. They're going to offend you. Okay? They're going to say mean things to you. They're not going to keep their promises to you sometimes. You know? But that doesn't have to be an excuse to say, oh, this. I don't think this is God's will for my life. Well, you know what? It may not have been God's will in the first place, but it is now.
Yeah.
Okay? Now that you're married, that's God's will right there. Amen?
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that when we're building that, we're staying firm until the end. Now, I'm not saying like marriage is like arduous and it's just like you just got to like endure it. Marriage is not endurance, okay?
Yeah.
It's enjoyable. But there are intervals of difficulty that you're going to face, you know, when you irritate each other. Okay? You know why? Because she's a girl. And you're a guy. But mostly because she's a girl. All right, just let you know that.